Title: Vocal Sample Sit and Blend with Live 12 Stock Packs Advanced. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing an advanced drum and bass mixing move, getting a vocal sample to sit and blend inside a full, fast, heavy 174 BPM record using Ableton Live 12 Stock Packs and Stock Devices only. And here's the mindset shift up front. In D&B, your vocal usually isn't the main character. It's a hook, a texture, a tension tool, something that needs to feel like it belongs inside the drums and bass, not pasted on top. So the goal is glued into the groove, not pop vocal up front. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow and a vocal processing rack that can turn one stock pack vocal into four different roles: tight stabs for drops, washed ghost vocals for intros, a mid-range radio layer that reads above bass, and a darker, heavier texture that feels like it's part of the sound design. Let's build it. First, choose the right source, fast. Go to Packs, Samples, Vocals, and grab something that's 1 to 2 bars, with attitude. Spoken lines and breathy phrases work ridiculously well in darker rollers. Try to avoid super melodic, wide-range, pop-style vocal phrases if your drop is already harmonically busy. Indeed, NB, overly melodic vocals tend to fight synths and bass. Chops and spoken phrases tend to collaborate. Now drop it on an auto track. Step 1. Warp it like a D&B producer. Timing is 80% of sit. Turn warp on. Set the seg BPM roughly near the original. Don't stress being perfect. You're about to take control anyway. Pick a warp mode based on what you want the vocal to become. If it's a full phrase and you want it natural, go Complex Pro. Start formants at 0 and set envelope somewhere around 80 to 120. Higher envelope tends to smooth out some of that spitty transient stuff. If you're aiming for sustained vowel ghost vibes, try tones and set grain size in that 12 to 25 range. If you're chopping and using it like percussion, go beats. Try preserve at 1/16th or 1/32nd depending how tight you want it. Now the advanced timing move. Don't make it perfect. In rolling D&B, a vocal that's exactly on the grid can feel stiff, like it's glued to the ruler instead of the drums. Try nudging the last word of the phrase 5 to 15 milliseconds late so it leans into the snare. At 174 BPM, that tiny shift can be the difference between sample sitting weirdly and vocal as part of the groove. Step 2. Pitch and formant for key and mood. Use clip transpose and move it plus or minus 1 to 5 semitones. In D&B, being slightly not pop perfect often sounds more authentic, more sampled, more underground. If you're on Complex Pro, use formants to change the character without changing the musical pitch. Want dark and heavy? Push formants down, like minus 10 to minus 30. Want youthful and bright? Plus 5 to plus 20. Quick recipe for minus. Transpose down 3 semitones and formants around minus 20. Instantly darker, instantly more neuro. Step 3. Clean it so it stops fighting drums and bass. EQ first. Put EQ 8 first. Start with a high pass, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal is thin, you can go lower like 90 to 120. If it's boomy, go higher. The point is, get out of the sub and low mid lane. Your bass owns that. Then deal with mod. Dip 250 to 450 Hz by 2 to 5 dB with a moderate Q, like 1.2 to 2. Then check harshness. If it bites, notch around 2.5 to 4.5K with a tighter Q, maybe 2 to 4. And only if it needs it, at a gentle air shelf at 10 to 14K, plus 1 to 3 dB. Teacher note here, your snare crack often lives around 180 to 220 Hz and again in the 2 to 5K range. If your vocal crowds those zones, you can drown it in effects forever and it still won't sit. Make space early. Step 4. Control peaks like a pro with two-stage dynamics. Because D&B drums are fast and modern masters are loud, vocals need stability. Stages peak control. Use compressor or glue compressor, whichever you like, but keep it clean. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't completely kill the front edge. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Stage beat is density. Put glue compressor after that. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto and turn soft clip on. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of average gain reduction, just to make it consistent and seated. Why two stages? Because one catches the spikes, the other gives you forwardness without that weird pumping you get when a single compressor is doing everything. Before we go further, a quick gain staging checkpoint, because parallel chains can lie to you. Before the rack we're about to build, Drop a utility and set the vocal so your average level is around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. Peaks can jump higher, that's fine. We're just giving our processing room to work. And inside each parallel chain later, we'll use utility at the end to level match. If you don't level match, your brain will always pick the louder chain, and you'll accidentally build harsh vocals that feel exciting for 30 seconds and exhausting for 3 minutes. Step 5. De-dess with stock tools. We're going to use multiband dynamics as a de-desser. Insert multiband dynamics. Solo the high band, set the crossover so the high band starts around 5 to 7 kHz. Then set it to downward compress those highs. Pull the threshold down until the S's and T's tuck in. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 40 to 80 milliseconds, then unsolo and listen in the full mix. If it starts sounding lispy, back off the threshold or move the crossover higher. Remember, the goal is controlled, not speech therapy. Also, keep this in mind. Sibilance after saturation is a separate problem. Distortion can generate extra harshness in that S and CH zone. So you may DS before the character processing to prevent triggers, and then DS again after the distortion in the dirty chain to clean what it creates. Now step 6, the main blend trick, parallel character chains. This is the DNB glue move. Instead of trying to make one perfect vocal chain, we'll make a rack with three chains that each do a job. Create an audio effect rack on the vocal track. Make three chains, clean, radio, and grit. Chain 1, clean. This is your main readable vocal. Put EQ8 for cleanup, then your compressor setup. At the end of this chain, add utility. This is where you'll do mono discipline. Keep the core stable in the center. If the sample is already wide, set width somewhere between 0 and 30%. DNB clubs and phone speakers will thank you. Chain 2. Radio. This is the intelligibility layer that survives heavy bass. Start with a EQ8 and bandpass it. Think roughly 350 Hz up to 4.5K. You're intentionally throwing away lows and super highs so this layer lives in the words live here zone. Then add saturator. Mode on analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then a compressor after it, ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 50 to 100, quash at 3 to 6 dB. This chain is allowed to be digressive. Now bring the radio chain up quietly underneath the clean chain. You want to miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's on. This is how vocals stay readable on small systems without you pushing the overall vocal too loud. Chain 3. Grid air. This is dark energy and texture for the drop. Start with redux, but keep it subtle. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 2, tiny amounts. Then autofilter, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, and just a touch of resonance, like 5 to 15%. Then add saturator or roar. In Live 12, roar is a monster. Use it lightly, especially in parallel. Drive it until you clearly hear character, then back off. This chain should not cloud the low mids. And here's an arrangement move. Mute the grit chain during verses or quieter sections, then bring it up in the drop for intensity. Same vocal, bigger moment. Now step 7. Depth that doesn't wreck your drums. We'll do return effects tuned for 174. Create two return tracks. Return A is a control DNB plate. Put hybrid reverb. Choose plate or room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the vocal stays up front. After the reverb, put EQ8, high pass 250 to 400 Hz, low pass 8 to 12 kHz. This is huge. Full bandwidth reverb is one of the fastest ways to smear your snare and make your track feel amateur. Optional but powerful. Put a compressor after the EQ on this return, and sidechain it from the snare. Light settings, just enough so the ambience bows out on 2 and 4. Your groove stays crisp, but you still get depth. Return B is tempo delay that's ducked. Put echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 18 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 6 to 10K. Then add a compressor after echo and sidechain it from the vocal or the snare. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 100 to 200 ms. Aim for 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits, so the delay steps back while the vocal is present, then blooms into the gaps. Classic, clean, fast music friendly. Coach note, consider whether your sends should be pre-defx or post-defx. If your insert chain is heavy, like lots of saturation and compression, pre-fx sends can give you cleaner ambience from a more natural vocal. Post-fx sends make the reverb and delay inherit the grit and radio tone, which can be perfect for darker aesthetics. There's no rule, it's just a choice. Try both and pick the one that blends faster. Step 8. Make space with dynamic carving. Static EQ isn't always enough in dense DNB. You want the track to open up exactly when words happen. Option A. Sidechain duck the bass group from the vocal. On your bass group, insert a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose the vocal track. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. And only 1 to 2 dB of ducking. Subtle. The vocal speaks. Bass politely steps back for a moment, then returns. No obvious pumping. Advanced variation. If you want it even cleaner, make a dedicated Vox Key track. Duplicate the vocal to a new track called Vox Key. On Vox Key, use EQ8 to bandpass 1 to 5 kHz, then compress it hard so it's flat and consistent. Set its output to sends only so you don't hear it. Now use Vox Key as the sidechain source to duck only the mid-band of your synth group using multiband dynamics. That way you're not ducking the entire synth signal, only the area that competes with intelligibility. Step 9. Arrangement moves that scream DNB. If you leave a vocal running constantly, you'll kill the rolling hypnosis. Use it like seasoning. Try short calls, half bar or one bar vocal hits at the start of 8-bar phrases, then leave 2 to 3 bars of space so drums and bass can roll. A classic 16-bar drop blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, vocal hook chopped, full drums. Bars 5 to 8, remove vocal, let bass do the talking. Bars 9 to 12, ghost vocal layer plus delay throws. Bars 13 to 16, bring in the grit chain and throw something into the fill. And a jungle trick, take one word, warp it in beats mode, and treat it like a percussive stab that plays off your ghost notes. If you line consonants away from the snare transient, the whole groove feels clearer. Aim the hardest consonants slightly before or after the snare, not right on top of it. Now step 10, print and place. Commit with resampling. Once your chain works, freeze the track and flatten it. This is a superpower in dense genres. Now you can slice the processed vocal into simpler in slice mode, reverse tails, create throws as separate clips, and stop automating 20 devices for every little idea. Two more high-impact coaching moves before we wrap. This audio version is shortened for playback.